Natural fibres are becoming more and more common in everyday items, from cars to clothes to appliances. They can come from animals, from minerals and from plants. And they have a wide range of environmental benefits. That's according to Dr. Brett Sudell from ADAS.
They're an organic product, first of all. They can be composted at their end of life, so they're not going into landfill sites and clogging those up. There's very low amounts of energy used in their production. So if you consider that it takes 23,500 British thermal units of energy to produce 2.2 kilograms of glass fibres, to produce the same amount of natural fibres only takes a quarter of that. So you're saving energy from the offset. Natural fibres are generally cheaper than synthetic equivalents, and they're abundant across the world. So the advantages there is that you can grow natural fibres quite close to, say, the manufacturing facility, so you're not transporting the fibres vast distances, which is obviously going to impact on the carbon footprint. And one of the advantages that I would draw there is the straw bales used in housing and in industrial units, where the straw bales are built up into a frame-type structure, say 2 metres by 3 metres, and these are manufactured very close to the farms or indeed on the farms and then transported to site. Just last year, it formed part of the house that Kevin built on Channel 4, and they managed to build a two-storey dwelling in 5 days and dismantle it because of the requirements of the show in 2 days. And I mean, that's quite an impressive feat, considering we've got to build 3 million more homes by 2020. It will certainly go some way to achieving that.
Now, everyone obviously talks about hemp as being the obvious one. Everyone knows that hemp, you know, there's 101 things you can do with hemp. Are there other fibres you think that are as interesting and as versatile, or perhaps even more so than hemp?
Yeah, certainly. I think hemp comes with quite a bit of baggage. You know, you need a licence to grow the hemp. And I think one of the issues that I try and address is educating people in that when people look at hemp, they see a very similar leaf to marijuana, but it's a totally different crop and it doesn't contain the psychoactive ingredient the marijuana does. So there's an education role there to inform the public that you can't just go cutting down these crops for recreational uses because they're industrial crops. So obviously there are issues there and it's outlawed growing in the US. So countries are finding it difficult to grow the required amount. I would say from a European perspective, flax would be our other alternative, and that's used quite widely in a number of industries. Again, depending on where the manufacturing facilities are, depends on the natural fibre of choice. So if you have an automotive manufacturer based out in the Philippines or the Far East, then they'll be using other fibres such as Knaf. If you have a manufacturing facility in, say, South Africa or South America, then they would be using fibres such as sisal. And really, that governs the application and obviously the products that can be manufactured, because a lot of these developing nations have the greater abundance of the natural fibres. And so traditionally, it's been confined to, say, like handicrafts coming out of India with sort of like jute-based products, which is their main fibre. So it's horses for courses, really, in terms of the natural fibres.
Do you think there's any danger that, in fact, if we did go this route completely, we actually couldn't grow enough of it?
If you take hemp, for instance, from seed through to the full growth of 4 metres is 14 weeks. So that can be grown in between other, say, food crops. So it very much avoids the food versus fuel debate. The statistics say there's 2 billion hectares of farmland to grow crops, and currently we only use 0.99 of that. So there's more than enough land available to grow all these crops that are required.
And how do you see this whole industry developing, say, over the next 5 years?
If you ignore the current financial climate we're in, I would say that it would explode. Natural fibres have only been used in the automotive industry for, say, like 15 to 20 years. And that growth has risen exponentially. And all the automotive manufacturers are now using natural fibres. And that's starting to trickle through into other industries. So not just automotive, but leisure products, marine-based products and consumer goods. I think that companies will start, in the current climate, I think they'll start to scale back their R&D to preserve their own livelihoods. But I think that as the economic climate improves, then more funding will be spent in these type of areas. So I think it'll probably be delayed by a few years, but you'll still see a whole new range of products coming out into the marketplace this year, next year, and continue. And the idea of the International Year of Natural Fibres is to showcase all of those products that are on offer. And I'm involved in organising one of the only UK events, a conference in December of this year, just basically showcasing what the UK has to offer on a global stage. Because I think in quite a few instances, the UK gets overlooked in a number of areas, these being one of them.
That's Dr. Brett Sudell.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.